Order.
For the second day in a row, the House began by mourning the recent death of a prominent figure. This time it was King Bhumibol Adulyadej of Thailand, who died on Thursday at the age of 88. As the Prime Minister John Key noted, he'd been on the throne for 70 years.
Mr. Speaker, King Punapon was the world's longest serving monarch, and he made an extraordinary contribution to Thailand and the region during his reign. He presided over a period of transformative growth and development that saw Thailand emerge as a regional leader and one of Southeast Asia's major economies, and he will be remembered for his lifelong devotion to the welfare and well-being of the people of Thailand.
Mr. Key then took the first question of the day from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Isn't it true that his government has just shut the door on 70,000 young New Zealanders not in employment, education or training, given that he and his Minister of Finance believe that they're either pretty damn hopeless, drugged and lazy, and they prefer low-skilled immigration?
Yeah, right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, no. In fact, the NEET rate for 15 to 19-year-olds is almost the lowest since records began in 2004. A huge number of young New Zealanders are in apprenticeships. The economy's creating a huge number of jobs and opportunities. Mr. Speaker, I think migration of people to New Zealand is a positive and good thing. But if the member wants to come in this House and say the opposite, please stop going to the events I'm at with you and saying the opposite, because it's got a word, it starts with H, and you know what it is.
The H word, and now the P word, with P for police, and this news from their minister, Judith Collins.
Just today, New Zealand police have won an international award from the International Association of Chiefs of Police for their outstanding work on the investigation into threats to poison infant formula with 1080. Well done, New Zealand Police.
In the committee rooms, medical experts briefed the Health Select Committee on progress in monitoring and treating prostate cancer. The chairman of the Prostate Cancer Working Group, Professor John Nacy, told committee members about the group's development of a guidance program for specialists on active surveillance.
The importance of this is that for prostate cancer, there has been a lot of criticism of men being tested, because if they are found to have prostate cancer, then invariably they will end up having what we describe as a curative treatment. So it's either radiation therapy, or maybe they'll have their prostate removed surgically. The problem with this is that there is always the potential for adverse effects, and therefore men have a major impact on their quality of life. So active surveillance is designed to manage men with early prostate cancer that is not aggressive and is highly unlikely to cause any injury to them in their remaining lifespan. So basically, it is a program put in place to monitor them, just to make sure that their known cancer is not progressing.
In response to a question from Labor's health spokeswoman, Annette King, Professor Nacy said there was uniform delivery of the guidance program by district health boards.
We have had absolutely no dissent with the guidance at all. And the reason is, quite frankly, that I think there's 35 of us in New Zealand. So this guidance was actually done as a large group exercise. And the parameters around men entering active surveillance programs have been well established internationally. But one of the great things about New Zealand is that we have the ability to pick and choose what we believe is the best and the most appropriate, which is exactly what we've done. So there is uniform agreement.
And in response to a question from committee chairman Simon O'Connor, Professor Nacy said there were no silver bullets from using new technology.
But I think it's fair to say, within the public sector in New Zealand, I don't think there is any particular want for any more advanced technology than what exists. There is no evidence that any of the newer technologies that are being promoted offer any advantage over what's being done at the moment.
Professor John Nacy, chairman of the Prostate Cancer Working Group, briefing the Health Select Committee, which then went on to hear more submissions on its inquiry into public attitudes to assisted dying. Back in the chamber, ministers' answers to opposition questions included this one from Building and Housing Minister Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, I just saw through the House a pig flying, because anybody who believes that Labor, with the minuscule amount of money that they have budgeted, can build 100,000 houses, also believes in the Tooth Fairy and Father Christmas.
Nick Smith with the mythological trifecta of flying pigs, Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.